My proposition to the American leadership is, if you are going to bring African leaders, you have to be very firm with them on three issues. One is, are you going to trade with us and open your markets to our markets? And we open our markets to you on the condition that your leadership is going to be accountable to your people the way we are accountable to our people through elections and respect of minority rights. Number two, one problem that the Obama administration is going to face, and the congressional leaders now, who are very nice to the gay groups in this country and in the West, what are you going to tell some of the leaders in Africa who are opposed to the gay groups? This is where you're going to have a big contradiction in Western policy. The third issue that is related is, how are you going to open the African markets and still allow corruption to be rampant in some of those African countries?
And Dr. Nye, I want to ask that question, because if it is true that some of these African leaders are going to be invited, even if they are in good book with the United States, domestically they may not be in good book with their own people. The Obama administration, would they make a distinction in terms of corruption?
I think this is one of the big issues that's going to come up. Because, see, during the Cold War, Americans didn't have to worry. They didn't care whether it was Mobutu or not. Whether Mobutu was a kleptocratic dictator, America didn't care. As long as the Belgians and the French and the other Europeans were dealing with him, he was all right. And today, the African leaders who are coming to Washington are going to be criticized because we now have the technology. There are a lot of Nigerians and other people who are concerned about corruption. They are going to be blogging. They'll be using the internet. And they have people who are now concerned about human rights all over Africa.
There have been some people who have expressed a disappointment for the fact that they feel that President Obama has not really done enough for Africa since coming to power as President of the United States. What's your comment?
Yeah, I think President Obama is a victim of historical circumstances beyond his control. Many of them naively thought that Obama will have a magic wand, and that this magic wand was going to enable him to solve African problems. I think they had high expectations, and many of them are disappointed by what happened over the last 5 years.